It, great venue. You know, we've had our issues there. Obviously lost the Heartbreaker in 19, and in 22 they put it on us pretty good in the second half, and we didn't finish that game the right way. So I think, you know, we don't play them every year, but you know, we hadn't won in Fenton Field I think since 2012, so it's been a couple of decades. So happy with the way that we finished the game. Certainly wasn't our cleanest effort. Too many turnovers, certain some things we can clean up, but you know, I think the making of a good team when you can win without your best stuff. So I think defensively, really proud of how they stopped the run. That was a huge emphasis. You know, All-American running back Jordan Fuller and that big, nasty, physically imposing offensive line that Holy Cross has. We knew that they wanted to establish a ground game after watching them week one against URI, and they certainly attempted to do that. And we were really, you know, really efficient in terms of that. From an offensive standpoint, it was a slow start. You know, we only had 9 minutes, I think, of time of possession in the first half. We threw that that turnover, that red zone interception on the first drive when we had a ton of momentum going into it. But I was proud of how they handled the adversity, and you know, that we made a lot of winning plays in the second half, ultimately when it mattered the most. And I think that's what I'm most proud of those guys is. Collectively, each unit took its turn of making some mistakes. But when that happened, the other side of the ball picked them up. We stayed together on the sideline. You know, we easily could have folded there in the fourth when things weren't going our way. We stuck together. We were resilient and found a way to pull it out.
How just kind of building on that, obviously a tough way to open the season out at UCF, not only just the quality of the opponent, but a long trip and a tough, you know, a big number on the loss. Now you got to go back on the road. How do you think your guys just handled that? And as you said, there was a lot of adversity in this game that could have turned the other way.
Yeah, I mean, that opener was tough. You know, we ran into a buzzsaw there, and I give the guys credit. I mean, we didn't get back till 4 or 5 in the morning, and they were already kind of looking ahead to Holy Cross and knowing what we need to do. So really proud of the senior leadership, the captains in particular. Those guys rallied the troops, and you know, I know it was only week two, but we had this one circled kind of in the offseason as a must win with us having 7 road games and the first 2 away. You know, we felt like this was going to be a big one for us to garner some momentum if the opener didn't go the way we had hoped. So just really proud of them and, you know, found a way to get it done.
Let's start on the offensive side of the ball. I'm going to say a big afternoon for Isaac Seed, 18 carries, career high, 161 yards. Not just the game-winning touchdown, but the 31-yarder that set up a score and a, you know, a 64-yarder, which unfortunately didn't result in points. But just talk about his afternoon.
So proud of him. He's gone through so much in his career, you know, in terms of being behind some really good football players. And, you know, each and every time he's had that opportunity and we've needed him, he's taken advantage of the moment. And, you know, with Miles Thompson going down and hurting his hand and being out for a while, you know, we told him all week he was going to get the lion's share of the carry and he was going to be the focal point of our game plan offensively. And he really, you know, he wanted that. He's been wanting this moment for a long time. So for him to run as hard as he did and play behind his pads and, you know, obviously the accolades that go along with it are great. But I think he's just such a team player and he's always rooted for his teammates when he wasn't in there. So really happy for him. And I thought the offensive line did a really nice job as well. You know, we had to mix some stuff up with Bo Riley being out for a while. You know, Mason Davis had to go from guard to right tackle. And, you know, obviously Dylan Poirier only his second start at center for us being tackled the last couple of years. So we've been trying to find kind of what that exact unit was going to look like in terms of the 5 guys rotating in, you know, the last few weeks. And I think we found a good little niche there.
Seth Morgan, 17 of 22, really efficient afternoon, 158 yards, a couple of touchdowns. How did you see him improve from week one to week two?
Thought he saw the field extremely well. I mean, minus that the turnover on the first drive. And to be honest, I mean, that was a really good disguise by Holy Cross. When you look at it, they brought field pressure and you would have thought they were one high team. So the, you know, the boundary safety would have rotated. He didn't. So kind of threw it right to him and gave him one there. But after that, I mean, you know, he internalized that the right way on the sidelines. You know, he didn't hang his head for 1 second and got the ball out of his hands, was clean. You know, we only had 1 sack on the day. So I was really proud of how he did that and spread the ball around as well. And, you know, there was one time in particular where they brought a different pressure. We had an RPO called for zone coverage. They had man. He checked it at the line of scrimmage, and I think that shows that he's starting to really have a full grasp of the offense when he can make real time decisions like that. And it led to a touchdown pass. So really proud of him.
Defensively, you kind of touched on it in your opening comments, but against a really good back, you guys hold Holy Cross to just 87 yards on the ground. Got a couple of sacks. Just maybe, how did you think that the defense rebounded after a tough day at UCF?
Yeah, it starts up front. You know, I think Josiah Silver and Flex Ruiz did a really nice job of keeping Jordan Fuller inside the tackle boxes. You know, that was a goal for us. You know, we want to make sure that we can secure it up and keep everything inside and in front. I thought Neil Politano did a really nice job from the D tackle standpoint. Those guys are heavy, that they want to work their double teams and lean on you a little bit. And certainly didn't allow them to do that. And, you know, Wanda Owens was great as well from the third level, leading our team with 10 tackles. So we flew around. You know, I think PFF only had us for 3 missed tackles on the day. So I thought we tackled extremely well. And then when they threw the ball, we let up a few ones over our head with some miscommunication, but for the most part, we got the ball on the ground and there wasn't much yards after contact, which was huge.
Talk about the play. Brendan Tighe deals that victory there. He had 8 tackles in the game, but that big interception seemed to the reaction on the sideline kind of said it all. Just talk about that play and just what that meant.
Yeah, being a Mass native from Lowell, and a lot of his family members were there, and just tremendous play. You know, obviously it was must pass situation. You know, he read the QB intentions perfectly and almost ran the route for their guy and jumped the corner ball, caught it. Really smart play to get down. You know, he had some green grass where could have been selfish and tried to go get a touchdown for himself, but you know, he got down, and I think the emotion that you saw from our sideline showed kind of how much this one meant to us, and really proud that he was able to seal the game the way he did. And, you know, I thought he played spirited and had a ton of effort and ton of juice all day.
We don't talk about special teams a whole lot, but John Lehane had some big punts, 3 over 50 yards in that game, helped flip the field for you. What did that mean to be able to pin them back and keep them playing from deep?
It was huge. I think it was 4 for 218 with a long of 68 and average 54, as you mentioned. And, you know, that was the one thing that we need to do a better job offensively is we want to finish the game with the ball in our hands. And, you know, we had 2 or 3 drives there at the end where we could have put Holy Cross away, and we had to punt the ball back to them. And ultimately the defense finished it for us. And that last one in particular, you know, that was his best punt of the day. You know, his op time was under 2 seconds, and he flipped the field with a 68-yard punt. And Holy Cross only needed a field goal to ultimately have a chance to win it. So for him to do that and back them up and make them go the length of the field, that gave our defense a ton of confidence that they could finish that game.
Your team finally gets to open it at home on Saturday. Stonehill coming in. Stonehill fell to Stony Brook last Saturday. As you've started to prepare for them, what are some of the challenges Stonehill presents?
Well, I think Coach Gardner just gets his bunch flying around. I think they play extremely hard. You know, offensively, they do a good job mixing up, you know, schematically their formations. They can get you in the empty. They get you unbalanced. They do a bunch of different things that are unique that we have to make sure, you know, that our eye discipline is exactly where it needs to be. We need to be able to read our keys. And, you know, obviously having them only have 1 week, you know, to game plan on, we go back to last year. And, you know, I think they were a team that surprised a lot of people in the NEC, and, you know, and they play extremely hard. And, you know, our offensive line coach came from St. Francis. So he's played those guys the last few years and has some really good insight to how they play and how they compete. And, you know, from a defensive standpoint, they're doing some things structurally a little bit different than that they have last year. So I think for us, we need to do a really good job in the first quarter of seeing how they're going to attack us. I think it's a game where we're going to have to make some in-game adjustments to be successful, because there's simply just not enough stuff on tape this year to know what their identity is yet.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck Saturday.